Thank you. I'm last, I'm the oldest, I'm the greyest, and I'm Australian. Thank you for all the interesting people who've been to Monash University, the University of Tasmania. Great. My story tonight is not science. Although my background is engineering, science, medicine, anaesthesia, and on it goes. These incidents I'm going to tell you have affected my life even until today. It starts in 1945, well before my time. 1945, north coast of Papua New Guinea. The Japanese were intending to invade Papua New Guinea across the Owen Stanley Ranges, attack Port Moresby and then Australia. The Australians responded by sending the militia to defend against the Japanese invasion, and hence the Battle of Kokoda. In Australia, sometimes they just call it Kokoda. 1945, my father in the Australian Army was there. 1960, 25th of April, it was dawn, and with the Bamana War Cemetery near Port Moresby, and I was 11. I was standing in front of this great, huge cross. On that cross, there was a big brass sword. And as the sun began to rise, I could hear in the background a bit of murmuring here, a bit of murmuring there, and perhaps somebody talking here. There was a jingle of metal on metal too, and I thought, that must be war medals. As the sun began to rise, in the background behind this huge cross was this huge silhouette of the Owen Stanley Rangers. Behind there was Kokoda. A figure rose up from the crowd and stood on the foot of the cross, gradually raising a bugle to his lips. Just then, a tap on my shoulder and said, "Son, remember what you see, because a huge price has been paid for you to be here today." As the bugler raised the bugle further, underneath his feet, there was those little words which we see on every little cenotaph. Lest we forget. The bugler raised the bugle and played the first post. I shuddered and my spine shivered. And life went on. 3 months later, I was up at a place called Owers Corner. Segeri, again Papua New Guinea, and the southernmost point of the real Kokoda track. There is a big plaque. On that plaque is the story. On my shoulder, a hand tapped. Remember what you see. A huge price has been paid for you to be here today. I thought I understood. Or did I? 1967, Kokoda. What was I doing at Kokoda? Well, of course, 18 years old now, fit and healthy. Challenge. I'm going to conquer this track. The Kokoda Trail. Those days, not many people did that. Ill-equipped, ill-prepared. Up, up, up over the tree roots, one root to the next, slipping, and the mud and the rain, mud. Down, up, down, and then there was blood on our hands. Blood, mud, sweat and wet. Oh, there it is, there's the village at last. Hours later, we crawl into the village after going up and down. Oh, and the smell and the taste of pawpaw. Banana! Oh, beautiful heaven. And a cup of tea was just beautiful. Then sweet slumber. As I slumbered, my numb brain started to think funny things. And I said, well, I wonder what it was like here 25 years ago during that terrible battle. And a voice said, I think it might have been an Aussie. Probably an Aussie soldier, maybe. He said, son, it was just like this. But thank God, the bullets are gone. The shells are gone. The screams are gone. The blood's gone. Thank God. But remember, son, that somebody has paid the price for you to be here today. We clambered up the last of the inclines into Owers Corner. There was the plaque I'd seen years before. Again, shoulder tap. Remember, son. What you see today, somebody has paid a price for you. 1971, April. I get a letter from one of my classmates. Oh, great. Maybe it's a reunion. Great fun. Reunions, I love them. Open the letter. Sorry to say that your best friend, Ron Betts, Royal Australian Air Force, killed in action in Vietnam, 20th of March, 1971. I felt the shoulder tapping again, son. Remember that somebody has paid a huge price for you to be here today. 20th April 2016, Canberra, Australian National, Canberra War Museum. I will go to the Wall of Remembrance, and there I will see my friend's name, and perhaps the friends of my father's too. And on my shoulder will be the tap again. Son, remember that somebody has paid a great price for you to be here today. And the Wall of Remembrance, those names will go on and on and on. Thank you.
Thanks, Bruce.